Good morning. Hello. How are you? It's Mornings with Mel on Be Present. I hope you're doing well. I hope everything's going beautifully. I want to dive into today's astrology because I, for one, am excited. Good things. With all things, of course, checks and balances. There's a couple weird things, but if you really embrace the good side, the bad side's not going to matter, which, that can be said for life, but we're talking about astrology. The moon is trining Taurus. Moon is trining Jupiter, which is in Taurus. The moon's going to be in Capricorn. It is, we're waking up with this just like favorable little transit, right? Like we are waking up with this beautiful, excited, just like you might be a Like, as you move through the day, you're going to get kind of creative. Oh, it's going to be so good. You might want to talk to people. There's also a sextile happening between the moon and Mars. The moon is in Capricorn and the Mars is in Pisces. And all that you really need to know is every time that transit's happening, it's a really good time. And like, in particular, you might be craving spicy foods. So Indian food, Mexican food, like it is a day for it. If you know me, I love Mexican food. It's probably my favorite thing in the world. So to have an excuse for it, today's that day, baby. And it's not even Cinco de Mayo yet. How amazing. How amazing. It is a really good time for creative expression. There's another sextile that's happening, and the moon's moving into Aquarius. And between those two things, you're gonna feel creative. Now, with that being said, there is also a square happening between the moon and Venus. And what all that you really need to know from that is you would be full creative. It's like you're okay. So you've got this really big air that's making you feel creative and like making you want to paint or draw or create or whatever, or write or whatever your outlet is. It can be, any kind of creativity. But then this little square is coming in, and what it's going to do, just because of all the things going on with it, you're going to be hyper like sensitive to it. So it's kind of one of those things where you're like, you go to paint, you have this creative light to paint, and then you paint it and you're like, fuck, it doesn't look like what I thought it would, and you destroy it. And it's the point of today isn't the point of today isn't the product. It's about the creativity. It's about taking the time for yourself to create. It's about giving yourself that space. What product comes of it is what comes of it. Like, that's good, bad, ugly, whatever. Like, which I think most of you would probably do a lot better than you'd give yourself credit for. But it's more of one of those things where you have the vision and it doesn't look like the vision. So you just want to scrap the entire thing. And that aggression and that, like, irritability is just a fleeting moment. It's not one that's going to last super long. So just know if you start something kind of creative in the mid morning and by mid afternoon, you're like, I fucking hate this. I suggest putting it away and taking a walk. I take a little walk away from it. Because chances are the project is a lot better than you're giving yourself credit for. You're just being hypersensitive to the universe. But yeah, other than that, for the most part, you have a really beautiful, beautiful little day. And most of this, like, isn't gonna affect you. I would say, like, if anything, you're gonna just feel this like boost of sexy confidence of like, ooh, who am I? What am I doing? What am I? And you know what, babe? You deserve that. You deserve that. So give into that project. Let yourself explore some ideas that maybe sound a little off the wall and just like be gentle with yourself, but I think for the most part you're gonna be having a good day. And that's just the astrology with all of that. All of that aside, like how often I feel like when you wake up with like a good mood, and then like if something doesn't go your way, I feel like the knee-jerk reaction is to be like, oh, I'm having a terrible day, and it's like whatever you do, don't let 5 minutes ruin 24 hours. Like have your feelings, feel it. Notice it, go with it, and let it go. Because It's 5 minutes in a 24-hour day. So if something doesn't go the way you expect it to today, just know that that's probably a sign for you to just go take a little you time. And aren't we always all looking for little signs to go take some us time? So we embrace it, we enjoy it. Yes. And tomorrow's May 1st. That's crazy. Today's April 3rd. April's done. Done in the book. How you wanna end April off? I'm gonna let you talk for a second. I know it might feel silly, but I'm listening. Somebody's listening. I'm here. Why don't we each say one thing? You say one thing that you're grateful for that happened in April. Beautiful. Stunning. I'm grateful that I kept up with this podcast and gave myself a little break, excuse, and came back to it. I'm really proud of the progress that it's making. Oh, have fun. And look, you get a whole nother month to like have so many little things to be grateful for. And remember, even if you said the smallest thing in the world, that's huge. If you said the biggest thing in the world, that's massive. I'm so proud of you. You're incredible. You do great. Today's gonna be a good day. Why? Because we're gonna make it so. So, there's no questions about it. I love you. You are the sunshine today, and I will talk to you soon. Okay. Okay. You hang up first. I'm hang up first. You hang up first. I'm just kidding. All right. Bye.